Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now listen carefully, folks. The church must take right ground in regards to politics. Politics, definition, is that of the science of government. Science defined is the study of creation. We're just going right up to the top of the flagpole here. So who established the institution of government? God did. Exodus 18:21. Again, look at the state preambles throughout the United States of America. Where's it all extracted from? If it wasn't the Lord, then why is he acknowledged in every state preamble throughout the United States of America? Going back to Charles Finney, the church must take right ground in regards to politics. Politics are a part of a religion in such a country as this. And Christians must do their duty to the country as part of their duty to God. Absolutely. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. 1 John 5:2. I can't love my neighbor as myself until I first love the Lord with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I'm thinking of Jeremiah 29:11-13, and then what comes on in thought, or up, I should say, is that of Matthew 22:37. We're supposed to love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, strength. And that's the first. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Folks, we must partake with politics. The church is the moral compass of society. The church first. The responsible party is the church. And I'm speaking to 86% of you that profess to be Christians in this country. You know, we're listening to the banner going back and forth between the right and the left again. And I hit this, my goodness, folks, 100,000 times over the last 17 years. There is no such thing. Now, what we're hearing now is that there's a red wave coming on. Oh. What happened to the last red wave? And what happened to the red wave before that one? Whatever became of it? And then whatever became of the red wave before that last red wave? And then going back 5 and 6 and 7 and 8 and 9 times, whatever became of those red waves? I want to tell you, absolutely nothing but the American people finding themselves going around the mountain again because they're stuck in the same exact system that they all decry. Concerning the establishment. And remember, friends, the establishment first starts within the church and then in government. And that's exactly right. And I'm telling you by firsthand experience, that is the problem. The establishment is in the church first and foremost. And then when you look to government, that is a reflection and an extension of the Christians in this country on so many different levels. We've all heard it said, and I'll say it again. Every country deserves the government that it has. But where does it start? It's the church that's called to be the repairer of the breaches, right? Isaiah 58, verse 12. And if that's the case, then we still, here's the good news, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. And we have that freedom to do the right thing because the Lord has bestowed it upon us. And the Lord is looking to the church for the American Christians to stand up and take back, which is rightfully theirs. We, the people in this country, might I remind you, are the government, not they, the corrupt. Let me go back to what I just asked you a couple minutes ago, going back sixfold, folks. What's become of all those red waves? Have you not seen the difference between the left and the right, friends, which does not constitutionally exist? Here, I want to tell you what the difference is. Absolutely nothing, because they're on the same team. Now, is this in every given scenario? No, I don't believe it is. But I do believe that the people's picks need to be put forth, and they need to be voted in by the people, and the people must see it through. If you want to make it count, then Americans, you're going to have to take responsibility as to what's taking place today in your country. I showed you yesterday on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, social media platforms, subscribe to that page, or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, the flashback. The computer programmer testifying that he rigged the voting machines. This is a Clinton Eugene, Clint Curtis, the attorney, who said that he can flip it 51-49 and he can split it in favor of the person that was wanted to win. Basically, who's paying the guy to flip the vote in favor of the one that paid for it. Okay, I played this video for you yesterday. He told you exactly what he's responsible for doing. He didn't hide a thing. He told you it's rigged at will to the highest bidder is really what it comes down to. Americans, are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, here, let me show you this one more time, too, because today it does matter. I highlighted the fact that a news channel, Fox 10 in Phoenix, highlighted Katie Hobbs' win 12 days ago, almost 2 weeks ago, over that of Kerry Lake, which was 47%. How did they know that? Folks, it shows you that it's all pre-scripted. We know from the presidents back of the day and in the present. I mean, I can go up to Clinton and tell you the same thing. Clinton said that there's a government inside of this government that he has no control over. And then going back to prove the point, back all the way to that of Roosevelt in the 30s, he said presidents aren't elected. He said they're selected. That applies to all the players in the circus of politics. And if this doesn't prove the point that there's major voter fraud, and if this doesn't prove the point that they're all pawns and they're all clowns in the circus of the politics, and the mainstream media, along with corrupt politicians, are the ones driving their players, then what is this, Americans? What is this? Before you pass it off on someone else to take care of the problems that we have in this country, what is this? Katie Hobbs wins by 53% over Kerry Lake, 47%. Fox 10 in Arizona covered 12 days ago when there was no election. No, but this is the results that they're going to show the American people. This is the results that they're going to show the American people, and the American people are going to sit back and do nothing more than complain about what they tolerate, and they're going to get caught up into the same cycle, running around the mountain all over again and again and again and again and again, which again, friends, is the very definition of insanity. Keep doing the same things, keep getting the same results, and that's exactly what the American people have been doing far too long. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, covering what many are overlooking today. We'll be right back on the other side.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, I'm just looking at social media platforms right now. Someone just asked me, Tim said that the moon has its own light. Please clarify. Why would you ask me? You don't want to ask Tim that question because he's the one that said that. That's the morning show. This is the afternoon show. Someone said, could it be the scientists and the Bible believers are both right? Well, scientists, folks, are merely there discovering what God created. How could it be separate? God is the creator. Scientists are the ones that discover what God created. Of course they should be agreed. Scientists, and science is good within itself, folks, but once it begins to contradict the Word of God, you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a lunatic or a heretic, one of the two. Okay? One more thing that was said. The word evolution came up. I just wanted to address this real quick. Isn't it interesting how evolution has never been proven true? And yet the Bible's called into question, which has never been proven to be false, and yet evolution is always talked about when it's never been proven to be true and only false. It's incredible to me. And so many people that are caught up into these debates, they call themselves believers. They're believers that just don't believe. Covering what many are overlooking, let's do this. You probably have heard this. This was the end of the last month, and I've had it up for some time now, but now is the time to actually get to it. A food writer who wished death upon anti-vaxxers, she dies suddenly. You better be careful of what you wish for. Wow. Fully vaccinated and boosted food writer Julie Powell, author of Julie and Julia, dead from cardiac arrest at 49. Oh, my goodness, folks. I just got to reiterate it because I see it all day long. That's all I have to do is go up on social media platforms. And, folks, you see it over and over and over and over again. Just all the people dying. And you don't even have to really look for it. They're young people. It's just there right in front of your face. Aaron Carter died the other day. Another rapper died the other day. And it just goes on and on. And again, I just want to remind everybody, and then the American people, those that are trying to justify the unjustifiable when it comes to their experimental jab, they just don't know what's going wrong. That's called pride. And the Bible's clear when it says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And many people are falling right now trying to justify what they can't justify when it comes to the experimental jab, friends, because they are falling over left and right. Just like Dr. Tenpenny said on this show over 9 months ago. She predicted within a year to a year and a half, she said people are just going to start falling over. Yep. And Scripture tells us that they will be buried in silence in the book of Amos. That's right. But they're showing everybody. But what's interesting is they keep telling the people that the cause of death is just unknown. Well, I wonder what happened to Julie and Julia here, Julie Powell. And how many times have we covered this, folks? All these people mocking, doctors mocking anti-vaxxers, and before you, bodybuilders mocking anti-vaxxers, as they call us, right? And before you know it, they're dead. Only to prove the point. Nobody that hasn't been vaccinated is complaining, folks. Nobody that hasn't been vaccinated has any side effects, just for the record. Everybody's just A-okay here. I mean, due to the fact that it was a 99.997 recovery rate all within itself, that's all you had to do is pump yourself up on some vitamins, and you would have been okay. But nope, you had to go and listen to the mainstream media and to those that are talking about genocide. And I didn't say it. I just continuously reiterate the point of those that do say it by playing their videos so you can see it straight from their own mouths that they wanted to depopulate just like that of Bill Gates and repeat criminal henchman Anthony Fauci. Okay? So we have another one dead. Okay? And what's sad to say about this one really bothers me greatly. It really does. Health Impact News just reported, died unexpectedly. Here, I want to show this to you. Social media platforms. Died unexpectedly. Cases surge with more deaths in 2022 than 2020 and 2021 as people continue to get COVID vaccines. Okay, so what do we have? We have another young lady who paid the price. She got her third shot. And she never wakes up. She got her third shot and she never woke up. And of course, when she goes to the doctors, those that capitalized off of Fauci and Gates and the NIH and the World Health Organization and the CDC, those that capitalized, of course they're going to tell you, oh, it had nothing. That's the first thing they say. And they're telling on themselves. It had nothing to do with the vaccines. Well, I just asked you a simple question. What do you think it was? What are you getting so defensive about? That's how they're responding. That's how they're responding. I do have good news, though, in these particular cases. I need to highlight some more things concerning this topic, though. But I have a friend that's a nurse out in Minnesota, and he said many of the doctors that were a part of these hospitals, he said a lot of the good doctors left and they started their own practice, natural healing. Okay, so the more they afflict us, the more we multiply, and that's exactly what's happening. But what's sad to say is many of the parents aren't paying attention yet. They're still not listening. And there's another brand new video out talking about all the people that have died unexpectedly or have had adverse side effects. Are you listening yet? Then I got to go over to this guy really quick. His name is Dr. Peter McCullough. Children suddenly dying. It's through the roof. It's through the roof. And what do we hear from the mainstream media? They're trying to forecast another sickness that's attacking the children just in time. Can we put two and two together here, Americans, as to who's responsible for all this? Well, I'm about ready to show you who's responsible for all this. Those that capitalized from all of this. At the beginning of this pandemic, I told you, the pill and the jam will be those that created the chaos and those that profited from the created chaos. Do you remember that? Okay. Again, one more time. Children suddenly dying. It's through the roof. But again, we're in a society today, a culture today, that allows politicians to run on making sure that women can still murder their own babies with less than a 3 to 6% reason for killing a baby. 93% of all abortions are for unwanted babies. They should have thought about that before they made the choice to commit the act to conceive. And what do? They make the choice, Deuteronomy 30:19, Romans 6:16. And what do? They lay it on the fruit of their choice rather than taking responsibility to now raise up those children. They've even gone so far, Americans, to say it's a war on women. Oh, a war on women, is it? A war on women. The woman pays a murderer, a Nazi Gestapo, like a Joseph Mengele, to kill her baby, and she says it's a war on her while she's paying a murderer to kill her baby. And the war's on her. Have we thought all of this through, Americans? Oh, my goodness. 63 million babies dead. So I guess this is probably no surprise when Peter McCullough comes out and says, children suddenly dying. And of course, remember, they don't know the cause of death. That's what the mainstream media says. I have to highlight this because this bothers me. It really does. And it'll probably bother you too. But you guys all remember Simon Gold? Remember this lady right here? Remember she was out there basically tooting the horn and warning everybody about the vaccines, which within itself was good. But what was she doing besides that? Well, it sounds to me like she was capitalizing off of the information that she was giving. Well, she tried to be, I guess, a soldier of fortune, because what she's being sued for now by America's frontline doctors that filed a lawsuit against her are claiming that Gold purchased, the lawsuit states, a $3.6 million home in Naples, Florida, without the authorization from the board of directors. Wow! Do you understand what a soldier of fortune is, friends? See, we see them through all of your said representatives. They highlight the crime, and then they beg for your money. They highlight the crime, and they beg for their money. But what's interesting is if the American people understood, they were already getting paid, so why did you give them money in the first place? Because the only thing that they're doing at that point is aggrandizing wealth unto themselves. Are we paying attention, friends? Are we paying attention? I was glad that Simon was out there doing what she was doing, but now we know why she was doing what she was doing in part. And soldier of fortune or not, friends, the fact of the matter is it's coming back down upon her head real quick. Again, America's frontline doctors files lawsuit against founder Dr. Simon Gold for purchasing a $3.6 million home in Naples, Florida. Well, I thought this was about the people. Hey, folks, when I think of Proverbs 30, just enough. Hang on a second. I'm just getting this thought right now, and I want to share it with everybody. And it may be on the other side of this break that I bring this up. He said in Proverbs 37 through 9, "Oh God, I beg two favors from you." And you know what? I'm going to wait till the other side because I want to get my translation. I don't like some of these translations. "Two things I have required of thee, deny me them not before I die. Remove me far from vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee." Folks, Proverbs 37 through 9. Read it. Be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I think the first thing you'll see is a bill to control the border first. You've got to get control over the border.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, discussing Republicans' top priorities should they take control of the House in the 2022 midterm elections. This as President Biden believes Democrats will win the Senate in the midterm elections. However, he believes the House is a tougher battle. An American aid worker was reportedly shot and killed in Baghdad after his car was ambushed. On Tuesday, Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder says he does not believe this person was associated with the U.S. military.
There's no specific concerns out of the standard when we're deployed overseas. And so, again, we'll continue to place an emphasis on force protection.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and check out social media platforms and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got Bob calling from Tyler, Texas. What say you, Bob?
Hey, Brad, I love you for what you do.
Thank you, sir.
Regarding getting the church back into government, or divine science, I think is what John and Samuel Adams called it. I spoke about the first sentence of U.S. law in our commissioner's court two Tuesdays ago. Got 2,000 views in 20 hours, so it was kind of viral. But I only wish, you know, and here I go again, and I apologize. I know how busy you are. But it's 3 minutes in court to instruct your audience on how to do that and establish a bulwark of liberty, at least in your county. You know, we can't affect the statewide, or we can't affect the federal, but we can establish a bulwark in our county with people that show up. The next effort, I think, is we got to go in there and demand paper ballots in precinct, in on election day, counted by the people of that precinct. So anyway,
That's amen. And Bob, we're with you. I mean, again, in going back to what you said, you already acknowledged. I mean, look at my schedule. I mean, this is craziness, and I'm out there spreading fires. And when I say that, first of all, I think of Hebrews 1:7, where the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Well, fire is contagious. But Samuel Adams, the son of Liberty, said it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. I can only plow my row, and others are going to have to pick up their plow, and they're going to have to plow their own row as well. I mean, if you left it up to me, Bob, I'd have won the world over 20 years ago. But it just doesn't work that way, and the only thing I can do is keep setting the fires in the minds of the people. And let me tell you, it's effective. The anointing is there, Isaiah 10:27, and Isaiah, I'm also thinking of Acts 26:18, where the Lord said, Paul said through Paul, forgive me, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he said that you would open up their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to the power of God, granting godly repentance and faith in me. And it's what I do, and it's what I'm going to continuously do. And I have other things in front of me as well, where I am in court dealing with issues, because I'm not going to let it go. I'm not going to get up on this radio show and tell everybody to get out there and do what I'm unwilling to do. No, we can't do that, because if we do that, then we're a part of the problem rather than a part of the answer. So, my friend, I am doing what I can do, and I can do no more than that. And I'll tell you what, if I had another life to give in service to my country, I would do that as well.
Okay. I'm saying, if we keep doing the same thing,
yep,
you know, we're going to get the same result.
Yep. I'm not doing the same thing, Bob. I'm not doing the same thing that the majority of the people in this country are easily doing, which is a whole lot of nothing, and playing political sport concerning who they're going to follow next, concerning their favorite politicians. I've never played that game, never been a part of that, and I never will be a part of that answer or that problem.
I'm just suggesting maybe schedule, instead of one of your speaking engagements, make that at court, and then let your listeners know how to do it, and that they can emulate you and spread your fire further and broader.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Totally appreciate it. I want to move on here. I have little immature babies on social media platforms right now. Just got their hands slapped. Apparently they got them slapped. I didn't know that I slapped them, but I guess now I do know that I slapped them by answering a question that I didn't or was I authorized to answer. So I guess it is what it is. And, folks, if you want to call in, please do, especially these people that are taking shots. Here I am, 1-866, and prove the point. Prove the point. That's all you can do is leave your little comments and do no more. But if you'd like to prove the point, here I am, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go to the next point here, okay? So we have the U.S. government. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that nobody wants to win the lottery more than the federal and the state governments do through the winner, because it's not the winner that takes the most home concerning its winnings. It's the federal government and the state government that are making all of the money. Yeah, and more than the person that wins the lottery. No joke. And when you look at what's going on here concerning these experimental jabs, the U.S. government has now paid Moderna $6 billion for vaccine effort. $6 billion. Hey, Americans, I got a question. Because this is what I started to do. I started asking questions to Google. I started asking questions to Bing and other searches. And what I started asking is, where did the government get the money to pay Moderna $6 billion? And, of course, we all know what that answer is. But we have to go back just a little bit further. Let's just go back 3 years for a moment. I want you to think of the fact that Fauci tried 10 years prior to this last attempt on pushing forth another pandemic. He tried doing it 10 years prior. We played the video for you, and he failed. 10 years ago, the people in this country didn't put up with Anthony Fauci. They didn't tolerate his pandemic and his scare tactics. 10 years later, he tried it again. And do you remember, the first thing they did is they wanted the people to come out and just wear the mask for a couple weeks until the virus, remember until they could get a curve going on the virus, to get it turned around, going the other direction, okay? And right when they did that, when I seen the people respond, I thought, uh-oh, we're in for it now, because they just added strength to tyranny. They're now adding propaganda to the narrative by acting out as to what they say they don't believe. They're submitting themselves now to a pretended authority. They're submitting themselves now to a pretended authority concerning the CDC, who is supposed to be, by the way, investigated in 2015 because one of the top four CEOs of the CDC came out and said there's major, major scandal going on in the inside of the CDC. Okay, and we could go through the whole show just talking about how that was all forecasted. But the first thing that happened is he got you to wear the masks. The people went along with it. And I knew right when the people did that, and then we started seeing the corporations amassing wealth in all the customer base of the little guy that the governments in every state of our union attacked to shut down, I knew right then and there that they were going to push another scandal. And the scandal was this, that they were going to push forth the vaccine, and that was the pill in the jam. Once they started to push the fear tactic and more fear and more fear and more fear, guess what happened? The people succumbed to it. And once they said, you need to go get your vaccination. And remember, it wasn't just a suggestion, folks. It was a government by force telling you, you better get it or you're not going into that store. You're not working for the federal government. You're not working for state governments. And they never had the constitutional authority to do any of that. Again, just for the record, none of it. But they did it anyways. The problem is the people went along with it concerning this pretended authority. And once they got the American people and people on a global basis that far, what they did is they now justified stealing money from them that work in the United States. They stole their tax dollars and they went and began to pay off their fascist buddies such as the pharma, big pharma. We see them do the same thing with the auto industry. We've seen the same thing going on during this whole pandemic with gas prices and driving them to electric cars. Folks, everything was right on cue, and it was very simple for me to see. I didn't understand how people didn't see what was going on. But I want you to think of the fact that they stole our money. They stole our tax dollars when they got the people so hyped up on fear that the only result was now to go get a shot. So they justified stealing the money in the face of the American people. One question, whoever gave them the approval to do that? Who gave them the approval to take that money and to go ahead and distribute and disperse those monies to Big Pharma across the country, across the world? I never seen any questionnaires, or I didn't see any forms sent to me asking me for permission to go ahead and give the money to the government so they could hand it out to the Big Pharma across the boards. Did you? No, I didn't see that neither. But look who's profiting from the pandemic. Nobody's profiting from the pandemic more than Big Pharma. Just like nobody profited more from the governor shutting down small businesses than the corporations on a global basis who aggrandize their wealth 27% on a global basis. And now look at the gas prices. We know that they have taken that on, and they drove everybody to electric cars. And what do they do right after that? They jacked up the gas prices to drive people from gas-powered cars to electric cars. Now what are we finding for those people that went in and jumped right on and bought an electric car? Now they're finding out the truth of the matter concerning electric cars. Hey, folks, notice what's sold to us. It's all under the control of the government. It's always under the control of the government. It's always dictated by the government. But Americans, have you forgotten that you are the government? And does this bother you? Does it bother you that the U.S. government is now going back to the point concerning the virus and the experimental jabs, that Moderna was paid $6 billion for the vaccine effort, and we now see the fruit of those vaccines and people falling over dead and all these adverse side effects? Is anybody angry about what's going on, folks? Because that's how they got the money to pay off their fascist buddies in the corporate world. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18 when you get a moment. Okay? Because that's exactly what they're doing. That is the definition of a fascist system, folks. When the government works along hand in glove with corporations to control the people, to corral the people, and it's what they've been doing in this country far too long. It's a monopoly. And it must be lawfully broke up. Where is our representatives? Where are our judges? Folks, that's what we have to ask. Well, they're asking the question, why are the American people allowing big corporations to do it in the first place? Today we vote, right, folks? We got a lot to think about. And what we need to do is turn around and deal with all of those that put us in the position that we're in today, lawfully.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You know, one of the things that I have noticed, one of the things, you folks, ever since I've been in ministry, it blows me away how people put words into my mouth when I've said nothing. Oh, my goodness. The mainstream media does that. But you would think those that call themselves Christians would know the difference. Maybe they should read Matthew 18. I don't know. I mean, that's what I would probably do. But don't suggest that I butt heads with anybody, folks. The bottom line is I'm doing my job. I don't have time to jump off the tractor every time someone has a problem with something I've said. And that's just where I'm at. So with that said, I want to say this too, and just talking about how we are covering things here, folks, covering what many are overlooking. I'm sure somebody's saying this is information I've heard before. Well, I'm glad. But all the information that I'm giving you right now is brand new information. See, you go back to your other teachers, that's going to go ahead and itch your itching ears. Timothy 4:2. People love to heap up teachers to itch their itching ears. They want to be entertained. See, they don't want to have to deal with the issues. See, that's why the Lord called it a plow. We have to see it through. We have to break up the fallow ground. Hosea 10:12. Someone might say, well, Bradley, I've heard all of this. No, you haven't heard none of this. You haven't heard none of it because this is all brand new information that I'm giving you right now. Is Bill Gates in jail yet? I'm curious. Is Bill Gates in jail? No. Is Anthony Fauci in jail for genocide? Is the CDC, the head of the CDC, is she in jail yet? The head of the WHO, is he in jail yet? No. What do you mean it's old news? Do you think that the bad guys are just going to get up and walk away from doing it to you again if you let them get away with it today? Because again, let me remind you, they haven't been held accountable for the crimes that they've committed against we the people. What do some of you mean when you say, this is old news? This is why you're going to get some of the same old news in the up and coming days, weeks, months, and years, because you didn't deal with the same people the first time. They're going to do it again. They're called repeat criminals. Recidivism. There's a recidivism rate, 70-some percent in prisons alone. When you let them out, because soft judges produce hardened criminals, and that's what this system of indulgence called the correctional institution in America is made out of. They commit a crime, they get a slap on the hand, they go to jail for a short amount of time. Again, keep in mind, we live in a system where the government says three strikes and you're out. They encourage the crime, they educate you to the crime, and then they're soft on the crime. Okay? It's a moneymaker, $64 billion a year. I'm trying to make a point. You have a 70-some percent recidivism rate concerning those that have been let out of jail, where they go out and they do it again because they weren't afraid of the consequence. And Proverbs 16:6 tells us just the exact opposite. That we teach them the fear of the Lord and deterring them from committing the crime. I'm thinking of Isaiah 26, verse 9 as well. When the judgments of the Lord are upon the heads of the wicked, the people of and the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness, but not until then. Do you realize that Hillary Clinton is out there dividing the people again yesterday? Yeah, but that's old news, Bradley. No, 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 it isn't. She's doing it again because you didn't deal with her the first time, and this was 30 years ago. How many times has she committed a crime against the American people from the past to the present? Hundreds and hundreds of times she's committed crimes against we the people. And some people say that this is old news. No, it is not old news. You haven't dealt with a criminal, and she's going to do it again. What about Barack Obama? He's out there blatantly telling people exactly the misinformation that they're spewing out there right now. We played the video trying to divide the American people one against another, Mark 3:25. We know who he is. We know that he's a criminal. We know that he's a foreigner. We know that he commits crimes against the American people. My goodness, folks, he violated the Constitution 1,163 times. And yet he's out there spewing out disinformation, dividing the American people today. As a matter of fact, him and Biden, criminal Joe Biden, it's a great point. Thank you, Lord. Joe Biden is in office today because Americans didn't deal with Joe Biden back in 1988 concerning his plagiarism. Do you understand what I'm saying? This isn't new information, folks, that I'm giving you right now. I'm giving you new information concerning the topics in which we need to deal with. And because they sound like that they're old, remember, you never dealt with the people that were responsible for the crimes in the first place. And it's going to stop when Fauci's in jail. And then he's held accountable for his crimes. It stops when Gates is in jail, when Trump's in jail, when Biden's in jail. When Clinton is in jail, when Bush is in jail, when that of Obama is in jail, that's when this all stops. I mean, my goodness, folks, This is old news, somebody says. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I know. And Hillary hasn't gone away. She hasn't been deterred, has she? No, she's been a breeder of politicians that are more than brazen to do the same things that she did and more because the American people fail to deal with them and to hold them accountable. And we have the constitutional provision to do so. But it's old news, Bradley. Bradley, it's old news. I mean, can you, hey, Americans, I can just imagine how many of you would be angry if someone committed a heinous crime and that judge let that criminal off and it made national news. You do it every day, Americans. You do it every day. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden still piping off their mouth in their divisive, seditious voices. I was going to make a point about Joe Biden and that of Barack Obama. It's interesting, wherever Barack appears, whoever he's running for or bumping the stump with concerning trying to get them elected, they fail every single time. I mean, this is a narcissist. It's also interesting to note that yesterday, making another point, we were at a restaurant. You can't go anywhere without TV screens everywhere. It's interesting when Joe Biden talks, he has people behind him. That's all bought and paid for. They never show you the front. They don't want you to see that nobody showed up. Clinton did the same exact thing. They put people behind him because they didn't want you to see that nobody's there in support of her. Remember the Clintons were busted during her presidential campaign when 14 people showed up in support of her kickoff, her presidential campaign? 22 of the people were from the mainstream media. Only 14 people showed up, friends. 14. Do you remember when they had to pay people and it was busted? They were busted on Craigslist where they were actually paying people $15 an hour to come and just sit as a supporter of Hillary Clinton. They couldn't get up and move. That's why it made news, because of the way they were treated. Once they took it on, they just sat there, and if they had to get up and they wanted to go get something to eat or whatever, they were told to sit back down or they weren't going to get paid. We showed you all this. Hey, guys, guess what? This is all old news. But guess what you're going to get? You're going to get the same resolve if you don't put a stop to it today and deal with all of those old criminals. How about that? And the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 6:16 that we are to go back to the old paths. And if we go back to the old paths, we're going to do it the Lord's way and not man's way. And if we do it the Lord's way, friends, and not making his commandments void to the commandments of men, Mark 7, guess what? We're going to send the message that we're not going to tolerate your crimes in the least bit. And if you do it, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go back to that Constitution that you swore to uphold, and we're going to show you the provision where it says we are going to impeach you, and then we are going to prosecute you. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. That's what we are going to do. That's what we're going to do. But because of the ignorance among the flocks of Americans that say, you know what, I need to hear something new. I need to heap up another teacher. Tell me something. Tell me something new. Does that sound familiar? Tell me something new. Tell me another story. Entertain me. Get my eye off the ball. Get my eye off my responsibility before God. That's exactly what people are looking for. That's why I get phone calls. That's why I get emails. This is what you need to do, Bradley, because people don't want to do it. They want somebody else to do it for them. And no, I wasn't taking a shot at my friend Bob in Texas. I'm just telling you what I get to hear all over the country as me and my wife and my family are being spent to fight the good fight of faith because we believe at the end of the day, we can win the day. But until we get back to the Lord's word and do what the Lord has commanded us to do in executing those laws unto judgment upon the heads of the wicked, this cycle is not going to be broken up. It's not going to be broken up in a million years. It just isn't. So, folks, call it what you will. Covering what many are overlooking. Folks, you want your country back? Then you better get back to the word of God. And you better understand that they're commandments and not suggestions. Period. They're commandments, not suggestions. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.